let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Hamburg's Hybrids by Sarah Flitt Thomas is a historical work that explores family dynamics, personal identity, and the discovery of long-buried family secrets. The novel paints a captivating picture of the lifestyle and history of a well-established, wealthy family in Charleston, South Carolina. The family has to face the fact that the patriarch of the family, upon his death, decided to reveal via a handwritten document to his daughter-in-law the true story of the maternal and paternal bloodlines of his only son. Sarah Flitt Thomas lives in McDonough, Georgia. Frequently, as a child, she would write poems to her mother. Her love for writing prose, short stories, plays, and inspirational songs have brought her to this period in her life, the completion of her first novel, Hamburg's Hybrids. She has a B.S. in biology from Tuskegee University and a master's from Wright State University. Her love for reading nonfiction, fiction, biographical, inspirational, and other written materials, the catalyst for forming three book club groups in California, Indiana, and Georgia. She retired as a senior manager from the U.S. Department of Treasury. Sarah Flitt Thomas, author of Hamburg's Hybrids, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. Thank you. I really appreciate you asking me to come on to your broadcast.
You have done an excellent job in telling this story, and I'm fascinated because you've got complex characters here, and you bring it off very well. It's an entertaining story. You can't put the book down once you start reading. The title is Hamburg's Hybrids. Let's first of all start with, how did you come up with the title, Hamburg's Hybrids?
Hamburg Hybrid, I was just doing some research because if I talk about my legacy and going all the way back to my great-great-grandfather, I think about how he came from Africa over to here to South Carolina and then walked to Alabama. But I was researching places where African-Americans or blacks had established themselves as a community. And one of the things that I came up with was Hamburg, South Carolina, that had been in existence between South Carolina and Augusta, Georgia. And it had been owned by an individual that had his own store, his own this, his own money, and et cetera. And a dam was built in that area where Hamburg no longer exists. And this also mirrors a place in Alabama in Wilcox County where the same thing had happened. So instead of doing something about Alabama, because that's where I'm from, I decided to do the South Carolina piece.
Interesting.
And that's how I came up with Hamburg's Hybrid. The hybrid, I am a biology major, so the hybrid means that there's a mixture of races, genes, DNA going on in that particular area.
That's the background on the book. The book is available wherever books are sold. PageTurner.us, a great place to go. Of course, Amazon, usual places. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned family background. Are the characters based on real or fictional characters in Hamburg's Hybrids?
It's a combination of real and fictional characters. I took some of the behaviors and some of the ideas from people that lived in my neighborhood. I'm from Alabama, Eufaula, Alabama, and believe it or not, I lived in an integrated neighborhood back in the early 50s.
Wow.
The professional blacks lived on one side of Forsyth Street, and whites lived on the other side. I won't say they were professional or what a non-professional, but I do know that we commingled. And there was a family who lived directly in front of us called the Atkins. They were white, and they came over to play with us all the time. But in that neighborhood, you had a plethora of people from different ethnicities. And I use the word ethnicities because diagonal from me was a family, the last name I'm not going to mention, but you would have thought that they were white, but they were not. They were also black. Around the street was another lady who could have passed for white, but she did not. She was one of our cousins. So it's a, and their personalities are all blended in the story.
The story is Hamburg's Hybrids by Sarah Flitt Thomas, our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I direct you to pageturner.us. Of course, Amazon, all of the usual places for the book, and a direct link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about building the personalities of the characters in your book. A number of characters, they're all well-rounded. They are all relatable characters. Talk about the challenges of developing personalities, individual personalities for each of these characters.
As I said before, it wasn't really that difficult. As a child, I have to tell you that I was sneaky and I was always in a room where there were adults where I shouldn't have been. And I always tried to make myself invisible so that I could hear the conversation going on. And so you heard about the different people, and you heard about the different behaviors of people within your community. You heard about the affairs that they were having at that particular time with different people. In fact, my cousin who lived around the street and was the person who did the notarizing of all of the papers for blacks in that community, she had a very long relationship with one of the richest white men in my little hometown. So I took all of that information and I built the characters around what I heard in my little sneaky way of sitting in the doorway so no one could see me and hearing about those different personalities. Oni, yes. Oni was a person that I knew personally, and that was her personality.
You know, it's interesting. I think we all went through that as children. The adults were fascinating sometimes in the topics, and we wanted to be there, but we knew we shouldn't be there, and we wanted to be invisible. You were able to pull it off and to turn it into to stories later. I didn't mean to cut you off there. You were going to finish that thought on developing these characters because they're very realistic because I guess they were real people.
They were real people. They were real people. But like I said, I went further and made and also used some of my imagination because as a child, I was a very imaginable child. I would write my own stories and give them to my mom, and she would just smile and say, "Where would you come up with this? Why did you think of this?" So along with the real personalities and the real behaviors, I also interjected some of my own thoughts about how I felt they should be.
As you were writing Hamburg's Hybrids, were there any periods there where you maybe had like a writer's block? Where am I going to go with the story? Or maybe it's like so much information you were trying to get there, you just got sort of overwhelmed and needed to step back for a while. Were there challenges in writing the stories like that?
Yes, it was. I wanted to get to the crux of the book.
Yes.
About the information that was given to Jennifer. But for some odd reason in my mind, I still felt like there was some developmental things that needed to happen so everybody would be at the same place to get the message of the information. So there was a little writer's, how do I do this and not make it so long and not interesting to the reader? How do I interject some other things about the other characters in the book? You know, the wedding day. You talk about the wedding day and how the widow of the grandfather tore up her gown because she didn't want to wear the same gown or the same color gown as Annie because she knew that Annie had been the mistress of her husband. So those kinds of things came into play and say, this would be interesting. And, you know, it would take their mind off of what's in that document for a few minutes. And then I'll get back to how I really want to develop that part of it.
As I'm reading reviews, pace is something that people say, boy, it was right at that pace. You just touched on that. So much going on. You needed to lay the groundwork, but to keep the story going, how difficult was it to maintain that pace where it was moving, but yet you needed to explain, certain events as they unfolded?
You know, again, I like to write And I do think that God has given me an imagination. And there are times that you do get writer's block. But those who are listening to me, I hope this doesn't offend you. I do believe that because God has given me this gift, he wakes me up in the middle of the night, and he gives me certain things to write or to put down.
Oh, yes.
And if I don't put them down on paper at the time that he gives it to me, it never comes back again. So when I do get a writer's block or I'm stuck on something, I usually try to just go to sleep and not think about it. And I'm awakened with an idea or a thought as to how to put that back together.
Sarah Flint Thomas is our guest on the program, author of the book, Hamburg's Hybrids. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, pageturner.us, Amazon. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Once you've written the book, what have the reaction been, family and friends that know sort of the backstory on Hamburg's Hybrids? What kind of reaction are you getting from family and friends?
Most of my friends that have read it, they enjoyed the storyline. Most of them gave me pointers on things like putting the legacy or the timeline of who and who was married to whom and the children that came from them, because initially I had not put that in there. But as far as them liking the book and enjoying the book, they did. In fact, my older sister stated to me, "I know who you'd base this character off of. It's so-and-so and so-and-so." And I said, "How would you know that?" Because that's the way she acted around us. And some of my other family members would also say the same thing. So they were very pleased with the book, and they were excited for me to have written this book because they knew that I had the talent to do so, because I've written poems, I've written plays, I've written other things, but I've never sat down to complete a book.
And the book is receiving rave reviews. The book is Hamburg's Hybrids by Sarah Flint Thomas, our guest on the program. I want to go back and touch on something that you mentioned early in the interview, and that was the reason for using ethnicity throughout the book instead of race. Talk about that, the decision to do that, because it's very important.
I think the word race is overplayed because it puts all of us in a box.
Yes.
I'm not in a box and you're not in a box. We have different, I would say, races, or we have different ethnicities in our bloodline, okay? My great-great-grandmother was German. My great-great-grandfather was African. They both came from South Carolina. In fact, he was her slave. But she ended up marrying him in Alabama. On my father's side of the family, my grandfather's mother was Spanish, okay? His father was also white. She was an indentured servant that was in Virginia, Richmond, Virginia. So when I think about, you can't place me in a box because I have all kinds of DNA.
Yes.
Ethnicity in my bloodline. You know, probably if you do the same thing, and while I was researching a PowerPoint presentation for my Thomas side of the family, I came across the census of 1820 and what, 1840 or whatever years they were, and believe it or not, up under each one of the family members' name, the word mulatto was written, which meant that they were a combination of not just one ethnicity, but another ethnicity. Now, around 1920 or 1930, they started just using the word Negro. Didn't care. If you were in a Negro community on the census, you had Negro on there.
Yes.
And that's what I learned. From the 1800s, they would use the word mulatto. But around 1920, 1930, they started using the word Negro.
With us on
so
the
that's why I think race is, the word race is so overplayed, because we're all a plethora of different ethnicities.
We all want to make it simple, don't we? Just put it in everybody in a particular box. And they do that sometimes with authors. You know, what is the target audience? This is a book that people will enjoy. People will follow. They won't be able to put the book down. They want to know more about the story. And there are messages and themes that you talk about so well in here as well. What were some of the underlying themes that you hope people take away after reading Hamburg's Hybrids?
One of the underlying theme is if you go back to the beginning, and I, even though I wrote the book, sometimes I forget the character's name, but Helga, who was the common law wife of Adolf. Adolf thought that if you had a combination of black and white blood in you, those individuals would be more intelligent than the African ones with just the African blood in them.
Yes.
And Helga had the will to convince Adolf that the color of the skin has nothing to do with one's intelligence. And she forced him to see that by isolating two or three of his workers on his farm. Who were a mixed race or the same race. And he soon understood that race had nothing to do with it, or the color or who you mix with, because she was very intelligent. She helped he and her half-sister get through college. And that's why he felt like a mixed race person was more intelligent than a non-mixed race person. The other thing is that all of us need to just delve into who are we really related to, you know.
Yep, yes.
We isolate ourselves and we say, I couldn't be related to that person, or I couldn't be related to that person. But I've done genealogy study on both sides of my family, and I find out that I might be related to some kings and queens that they might not know that I'm related to
Interesting.
Them.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, all of us need to just stop and stand back and realize that we are God's people made in his own image, you know.
Yes.
And whether or not we look like a certain image that is portrayed on television or not, we are still human beings, and we still should gain the respect and adoration of everyone else.
A couple minutes left in the program. I want to talk, as we're following the Langley family and all the individuals that come and go over the years, and the interaction and the all of the difficulties they have, the problems they face as a family. You've got twists and turns in the story. Talk about doing that. Did you have this pretty well outlined as you went into writing the story, or did things sort of evolve as you were telling these stories and they were unfolding?
Things evolved as I was telling the stories, and the twists and turns come, like I said, so many experiences. My sister keeps saying that I should write a story about my little hometown, but I don't think I will. I might get in trouble. But some of the twists and turns were not really twists and turns, but they were things, as a child, sitting and listening to what really happened in this family, what didn't happen in this family, so forth and so on. And, of course, I added my own imagination to it. But sometimes you get stifled and say, should I really put this in there? Somebody from my hometown might read this and really know who that individual is, as my sister was able to. But, you know, you just continue to write. And, of course, you have to go back and edit. You have to rewrite and see whether or not it's making sense or if it flows with what you already have done.
After so many years, I mentioned going to various cities and starting book clubs and being a fan of the written word from a child. You mentioned the imagination you had and the stories that you were telling. What was it like getting this book published? The first book, your first novel, Hamburg's Hybrids. What was the experience like in getting it published, and what's the experience like now? You are now a published author. There are people in book clubs around the country probably reading your book as well. How exciting is this for you?
It's very exciting because I have to pinch myself every day and say, I really did this. I got it published. I put it out there. Now all I need is someone to pick it up and read it and say, hey, this is a very good novel, which I am getting rave reviews about it. And it might, one of the things that I would love to see this book evolve into is a movie.
Ah, yes. I'm glad you said that because I'm thinking of that. A television series or movie, you've got all of the elements there. I mean, this is comparable to a lot of the family stories over the years, the, you know, the Ewings, and the list that goes on and on of all the families that have unfolded before our very eyes on television or the motion picture screen. Any talk on that? I would like to see that happen. I hope it does.
I would like to see it happen, but I haven't received any discussion on it as of yet. But also, if you close your eyes and not see that this book is talking about someone who has African or black blood in them, it could be about anybody.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't necessarily just have to be about a black family, because as we know, this family has not lived in the community of African Americans or blacks, because they did not know that this even existed in their lifeline or in their genealogy. And also, how do the people now react? Should I tell them, since I am a CEO of domestic and international corporations? What do I do with this next? So it is a very interesting, I think it's a very interesting book, a very take on what do we as humans do after we find out some things that the world say is not a good fit?
It's an interesting story, so well told by Sarah Flitt Thomas, our guest on the program. Are you working on another book now? Anything in the in progress?
Yes, I have two books that are in progress that I'm working on currently, and I hope to be finished with one of them in the near future.
We'll be looking forward to that. Hopefully have a chance to talk about it. But right now, this book is out there, Hamburg's Hybrids by Sarah Flitt Thomas. The book is available, pageturner.us, all of the places where you buy books, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Sarah, a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job with what you've done, the story that unfolds in Hamburg's Hybrids. Thank you for spending some time with us to talk about the story and what went into writing the story. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for inviting me, and I have enjoyed my time with this interview with you.
It has been a pleasure, and hopefully, again, we'll look for this on the movie screen maybe at some point, another book coming out, and have a chance to talk about that as well. This book there, Hamburg's Hybrids, available wherever books are sold. Sarah Flitt Thomas, the author. And information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.